Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the Finance and Budget Subcommittee Working Group Teleconference on Thursday, the 2nd of October, 2014 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crepin-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Alan Greenberg, Alan Fuchs, Hijani Benjema, Eulalia Morinette, Wolf Ludwig, and Devin Nanti-Luxing. We have apologies from Raf Fatani. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Terry. It's Olivier Capanablon on the phone, and we're meeting here with the Finance and Budget Subcommittee with a single task that we have to fulfill today, which is to follow up from the that large implementation team work that has allocated some of the Atlas II declaration recommendations over to the Finance and Budget Subcommittee because they involve the component part of finance or strategy work. So we have a set of a table which has got a number of recommendations in there which we're going to look at. And our aim really is to look at the each one of the recommendations and either find out a timeline by which we would be able to carry out the recommendation or to find the recommendation in order to be able to send it to the board. Of course, now I mentioned the board because the board component has a time deadline issue to it. We are meeting with the board over in Los Angeles, and so it's important that we manage to have something for the board when we see them, whether it is a full recommendation, a more expanded recommendation, or whether it is a timeline to let them know when we will have a full recommendation for them. So that's where we are. The table that we will have has got some, we just need to look at the sections which are colored with a yellow background, and that's because these are the recommendations for the board. The other recommendations we can probably deal with afterwards, once we have completed the first set of recommendations. So that's where we are at the moment. And because I don't have Adobe Connect right now, I'll hand the floor over to Tijani Benjema, the Vice Chair of the Finance and Budget Committee, who will take us to the table, and I shall join you on the Adobe in a few minutes. Tijani, over to you.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking. So as Olivier said, the single item on the agenda today is the implementation of the Atlas II recommendations. So as you know, we are asked by the board to give clear and implementable recommendations. For this aim, the task force on the implementation have assigned each recommendation to one or more than one working group in at large, so that those working group will try to make those recommendations more clear and more implementable and more doable, if you want. So here we have four recommendations, number 2, number 14, 40, number 41, and number 42. So number 2 is about ICANN should increase support, budget and staff to programs having brought valuable members to the community. And this recommendation was assigned to three working groups for to the outreach, capacity building, and finance and budget. So from the side of finance and budget, what we have to do to make the recommendation clear and practical, if you want, not very wide, not very broad recommendation that you cannot do anything with it. So I will give the floor to the members of the subcommittee. Is there any idea? I don't see any hand, so I will start. I think that since we are talking about budget, about money, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee is involved. And so we have to look to this recommendation and see how, from the side of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee, from the, if you want, from the budget side, how we have to rephrase, or we have to explain, or we have to amend this recommendation to make it clear for the board and implementable for the board. Already the outreach subcommittee or task force already worked on the on this recommendation, as well as the capacity building work group, but they worked on it from their side. I think that we have, from our side, to find the if you want, the aspects that we have to make to emphasis to highlight. To make this this recommendation something that we can the board can do something to make it done, if you want. So I think what the subcommittee can do here is the way how to present the budget, how to present the budget, so that we can ask the board to increase his financial support here, because this is our side, his financial support for programs that brought important members to the community. Is there any comment now after this?
Yes, Tijan and Cheryl.
Please, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thank you. Cheryl Langdon-Orr for the record. A couple of things, some of them sort of helicopter high-level points and some of them particularly specific, and some of them you'll have heard me say before. One of the overall ones is, and it does come out as one of the notes in relationship to recommendation number 2 from Appomattox Group 1, which talks about the specifics of increased support, budget and staff. To programs having brought valuable members to the community. In the notes there, it says we need to think of ways to optimise budget. I think what we should be establishing as the BNF subcommittee here is that's an overarching principle. We need to ensure that expenditure is optimised. This should go across all of these particularly identified as probably cost centre recommendations or cost centre effective recommendations. To that end, I think if you want to just sort of even duplicate that, you know, optimising of budget into all of these sections, that would probably be a wise thing. Now, having said that, at sort of a very high level, that does, of course, go a long way towards making sure some of these things that will be often utilised in, for example, a recommendation 40, which looks particularly at the regional outreach currently under pilot project, which is called CROP, whereby materials and resources that are taken and utilised for those activities are usually those that are already ICANN-wide applicable, and one doesn't just take an at-large structure, for example, doesn't just take things that are only about at-large, but they also promote ICANN in general. And I think it's making very clear to the board in whatever we produce in an implementation plan that the intention is to bring value to the wider ICANN as well as specific value and benefit to ALAC and the at-large community. So I'm going to stop the helicopter view there and come down to some of the very quick specifics, and then I'll probably come back in after others have spoken as well. In terms of the recommendation 2, as I said in a previous meeting, I think it was probably the outreach meeting actually, we have, at least in the Asia-Pacific region, an agreement between the AP staff organisations that we will be cooperating on a survey which actually identifies the value proposition from various forms of programs, sponsorships and fellowships across the board, inclusive of the ICANN fellowship program. And so we may in fact be able to interact with that activity that should be going on in probably Q2 2015, at quarter two 2015, and that will give us some quantitative stuff that recommendation two can hook into, and I think that will then allow finance and budget to, in future reviews, in when we're looking at extraordinary requests for activities, we could perhaps use that work specifically to build recommendation two into something highly implementable. Rec 40, because it's about crop, we just need to make sure the crop actually succeeds. And again, that's got a lot to do with making sure we get value for money, but also the reporting that is required. And one of the things that I think is important for the budget and finance and budget subcommittee to recognise is that the pilot aspect of crop has only been committed to FY 2015, and it really is up to not just us, but the wider ICANN community to prove that taking it from a pilot program to a natural and annual set of events is a very good thing, but there'll be a lot of work to help there. And in terms of 41 and 42, I wanted to point out that these are not verbatim, but very, very reminiscent of implementables that were included either out of Atlas One or from the ALAC review, and I'll stop at that point. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you, and I'm speaking as an observer, I guess. It strikes me, however, that we're putting the cart before the horse. I understand why in recommendation two finance and budget is referenced, but until we are given substance by the other groups, we're just in a position of essentially whining for more money. We need to, before we are actively involved and should be spending a lot of time on it, we need some specificity about what it is that's being requested and the material on which we can build, you know, what I'll euphemistically call a business case. So, yes, we're listed here, but I don't think we should be stepping in until we're given some solid information. Now, I know we're working with an abbreviated copy of the recommendation here, not the full text, but I really think we need substance before we spend a lot of time, focusing on what to do with it next from our perspective.
Thank you, Alan. I agree with you, and I think that for this specific recommendation, we need at least to know what are the programs that we are talking about, and to see what kind of money was spent for it, how much it costed for ICANN, because it is about this at the end. It is to increase this money, this budget. So we need to know at least what was done so far and what are the programs, and waiting for the input from the outreach and capacity building to try to evaluate and to make it, to give an implementation, an implementation view from the side of the finance. Any other comment on recommendation two?
Yeah, I put my hand up again, Tijani.
Yes.
I think a key word here is if you read the actual words in the recommendation or in the summary of the recommendation, it says we should each increase support for programs that have brought valuable members to the community. So I think part of it is identifying who those valuable members are, and are they in fact valuable? Whose judgment is it, and how do we demonstrate that this in fact has increased the overall value of at large and to ICANN, or at least given at large the tools to do its business better. You know, simply saying, you know, you've spent money on valuable stuff that has given us valuable return, give us more money. Clearly, we need a lot more detail.
Alan, Cheryl here. That's exactly why I brought up the survey / study that will be done by staff in APNIC, but working across the AP Star, because by including ICANN in that, we might be able to identify some of those tangible.
And that's one of the things that, when it comes back to us, may well give us the ability of helping to satisfy this recommendation.
Yep.
Exact, Alan. I agree with you. Any other comment? Any other point of view? Heidi, are you willing to speak?
Hi, so Johnny, this is Heidi. I've just come on. I'm sorry, I'm a little late.
Okay,
so
no
I
problem.
Didn't hear the question.
Okay, no problem. So, if there is no other comment on this point, I will try to summarize what Alan, Cheryl, and myself said. This is, first of all, we have to identify the programs and the valuable persons brought to the community. And with that, we will try to evaluate the cost for ICANN and wait for input from the two other working groups to give us, if you want, their views or their how they see we can make those programs more beneficial for ICANN and for the community, and we want them also to assess if those valuable persons are still the same or if they are now or not. So I think for recommendation 2, we cannot advance a lot other than identify what are the programs and who are the persons or the members that we qualify as valuable. And this can be done also in collaboration with the two other working groups. So Olivier, if you are hearing us, can you please, yes, Olivier, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Johnny. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Olivier.
Okay, thank you. I totally agree with all of what's been said just now. And I was going to mention the fact that the outreach subcommittee and the faculty building working group are really the ones that are currently going to do the heavy lifting, as one would call it. It's not even heavy, but it's to basically do the groundwork for this. As you know, Tijani is sharing the capacity building effort. One of the action items, or several of the action items, are to indeed identify the programs and find out how successful they were. The same also for outreach across, et cetera. If we're able to perform such an analysis, then the Finance and Budget Subcommittee can take those recommendations and then put the wider recommendation with details of the programs that we would like to see expanded. I think definitely something we're not going to be able to do before Los Angeles. I think there's just so little time until then. What would be good would be to perhaps provide details to the board as to what we are planning on doing in this, exactly what has been mentioned here during the call. And basically extend this over to the board as our roadmap to achieving that recommendation. And not achieving it only, but of course, to what they are to expect from the ALAC with regards to the recommendation. I think that's probably what you should be aiming at doing for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. And since you are on the Adobe Connect, I think you can take over the chairing or the chairmanship.
Tijani is going to be speaking. I'm yet on the Adobe Connect on my tiny mobile phone at the moment. I had to reboot the computer, so I'll ask you to go through one more, please. Number 40, I think, is the next one. And then maybe I can take over when I'm on a proper screen. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, any other comment? You still have your hand up, Olivier.
This is Dave. Just one quick comment.
Yes, please, Dave. Yes.
Thanks. Okay, thanks. This is Dave speaking. One thing also that we could also look at is also the Atlas, the Atlas Summit itself. And I guess what the return on investment working group and how we're going to, that part of the evaluation can also be part of this recommendation in terms of evaluating, you know, not just fellowship and crop, but also the Atlas Summit itself. So that's it.
I agree with you 100%, and I think that the most important program that you are speaking about are Mexico and London. Those are the two very big programs, and those brought really people, more people into our community. So those are the most important, if you want, programs that we have done and that are concerned here by the recommendation number two. So that's right, we need the return on investment for that. This will help a lot. Okay, so any other comment on that? Yes, please, Alan.
Yeah, to Jenny, it's Alan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Dave's comment, I think, is important. And to the extent possible, I think we want to go back and try to find who among our active workers can honestly say that if they hadn't been brought to Mexico City to see what was going on, they probably would have never committed to the level of work they do. And the same obviously true coming out of London. Clearly we don't track that actively. But we need to try to identify, we know after a summit there's always a spurt of activity. But
yes.
How many stick around and become active workers? And that kind of thing I think is an important, I hesitate to use the word metric, but a relevant statistic or piece of information that we need to be collecting and be thinking about, even if it's only, sending out email and asking who, are you one of those? But that's the kind of thing which demonstrates that, in fact, there is value to bringing people together.
Yes, absolutely, Alan. And I am one of those who become a worker and become more involved than I can after Mexico. Mexico was my, it wasn't my first ICANN meeting, but it was the most important meeting that make me decided to continue and to work with ICANN.
Well, that's worth $500,000 right there.
Yeah, exactly. So we need, you're right, we need to do this survey also. That's right. Any other comment on recommendation two? Okay.
Tijani, Cheryl here. Sorry, I'm trying to type at the same time, but it's probably quicker for me to just unmute my phone. I can certainly ensure that the part of our survey that the ROI work group's putting out for the Atlas 2 attendees is also hived off, and we can send it out to the wider community, stretched slightly from what it currently is looking like. But to pick up on your qualitative input from this call, the fact that it was Atlas One that was a pivotal event for you, we can ask that question of many others. So if you like, we could perhaps give that as an action item for the Atlas Two ROI work group. It's a little bit beyond its Atlas Two remit, but I think it's well worthwhile doing.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. Yes, please. Thank you. Any other comment? Or we'll go to the next recommendation. I don't see any hand. So, we have to, I don't see a specific action item for this recommendation for the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. All we said was applicable more for the outreach and the capacity building than for the budget. So the identification of the programs, the identification of the persons, and the evaluation of the cost might be our duty, but the programs and the persons, it's the work of the two other other groups. So for the budget and finance and budget subcommittee, perhaps we the action item can be to work with the outreach task force and the capacity building working group to identify the programs and the persons concerned by this recommendation, and after that try to evaluate the cost of those programs so that we can go further for the recommendation. Do you agree with that? Yes, Olivier. Olivier? Might be muted.
Thank you, Kazani. It's Olivier. It takes a little while to unmute. Olivier speaking. I certainly agree with this action item, and perhaps in order to keep track of all of this and therefore have a track record, an email from the chair of the Finance and Budget Subcommittee detailing this specific action item to the chair of the Outreach Subcommittee and the Capacity Building Working Group would be a good thing. I know that we are all on the call, but it's just in order to keep the paperwork in order.
Okay,
confirming. So we all stand on the same level, and this can be sent to the various lists so everyone knows what's happened in the other call. That's it. Thank you.
That's great. Okay. Can we go to the next recommendation? No other comments on this? Okay. So we go to recommendation number 40, which is ICANN should offer a process similar to the CROP, but applicable to short lead time budget requests not related to travel. This means that it is about local work for the ALSs, for us, if we speak about at large. Since there is no travel, so it is more work for the ALSs in their region, in their home, if you want. I think that this also can be done together with, we need other people also to work on this, because the substance, if you want, our subcommittee is can work on the finance side of it, but those programs or those similar programs that will be short lead time and that are not related to travel, we have to define them. So I give you the floor for any comment. I don't see any. Okay, Olivier. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Tizani. It's Olivier, and I was going to perhaps try to expand on this because it's a little bit cryptic, and you should somehow think of examples of what those short lead time budget requests could be not related to travel. I think that when one speaks about short lead time budget requests, of course, this means that these are not activities that would fall under the additional RALO requests, where we need to make a request up to a year in advance of the event taking place. But that kind of request would be, for example, to give an idea, a local EMS that would be hosting an ICANN-related activity might require help for specifics such as audiovisual services, maybe such as being able to have flyers and things. I don't think there's huge budget requests. So far, there is no such thing. So the most that ICANN is able to do for an ALS is to send them some brochures, pre-printed brochures, but the ALS is completely by themselves when it wants to run some activities as such. Of course, the ALS can ask for a speaker with the ICANN Speakers Bureau. There are a number of things, but a gap that identified in there with regard to the support of our outlaw structures. And I think that also involves some of the work that we do maybe at regional IGF, local IGF, but also some of the work that is done by the railways now in collaborating with the local regional internet registries. That is, I think, the idea behind this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. You agree with me that it is not clear, and it is not something that perhaps I am thinking about something, you are thinking about another thing. So we have to define more precisely what are those actions that can be under this this recommendation. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. Just one little note. This recommendation is getting perilously close to violating one of the requirements for an ALS, that is, it be self-supporting and specifically not rely on ICANN for funding. So I think we need to be careful as we go forward on this one to emphasize that this has to be not for the ALS to do with normal work, but for exceptional or, you know, specific projects that it's working on. Even then, it's not clear that it doesn't violate the rule, but I think we have a much better case to make if we can show that it is an exception and not something that's specifically required by an ALS. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Excuse me, but I will disagree with you.
Okay.
We are not speaking about the internal work of the ALS or the normal work of the ALS. We are speaking about activities led by the ALS in the region, in the country, to make more outreach, to bring more people, to be more visible, etc., etc. So those are not violating at any way, the rules.
I don't think you're disagreeing with me. All I'm saying is we need to make clear that it has the kind of characteristics you're talking about, and
yes,
emphasize why it is not supporting the ALS as such.
Okay, thank you very much, Olivier.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier. Alan, a question for you. Do you think that if an ALS is to run, let's say, a day on the new DPLD process, ICANN accountability, and just on ICANN-related topics, does this have the danger of breaking the premise that an ALS should not seek funding from ICANN?
No.
How would we be able to word this?
My mind it doesn't, but all I'm saying is the words are there, and we have to make sure that when we, you know, if we're putting forward programs like this, it's not going to be construed by some board member who actually goes back and reads the words. And we don't have to worry a lot about that. I don't think many board members do that. But I think we need to be careful to make sure that we know we are not doing something in violation of one of the very few principles that are laid out in the bylaws.
Yes, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, Alan. I think the first thing we have to do is to identify what are the kind of actions that can be under this program, and we can say, for example, as we said, to organize a day about the new GTLDs or about the IPPC migration, which is which is something that that's done for ICANN for ICANN, because it will make more it will raise awareness of the community there in this country. Perhaps it will bring other people to ICANN, etc. And we can also think about other things. For example, why not an active ARS or an active region? Let's say an active region. Think about making a magazine, for example, because they have a very important event that they organized, and they want to issue a magazine for it. So this can be financed by this kind of program, etc. So we have to think about what kind of activities can be included in this program.
All right. This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. This is Dave, and I'm speaking. Just to follow up on what Olivia was saying, I mean, the idea is like, when we think about this, you know, when we have to submit the real budget request, we always say that it has to be in line with ICANN's strategic plan, so that, you know, and so I think it's basically along the lines of, once this is in conformance with ICANN's strategic plan, because this is what the Finance and Budget Subcommittee does. It looks at these requests and see whether it's in aligned with the ICANN's strategic plans and therefore approves or disapproves of it. So it's more along those lines. And the idea behind this program is that, you know, because the budget request can only happen at a certain time, at one point in the year, yeah, and then you have no opportunity for submitting anything for that entire year. You know, I think this is what the idea behind this program is, that for like a short-term event that's happening within that an ALS may be planning within, say, 3 months, you know, in the fourth quarter of the year, you know, this, they could apply for funding that for helping with, if the event is in line with ICANN's strategic plan, that, wording to that effect. So we do it already. We do it already when we submit the budget request, the regular budget request and so forth, and the Finance and Budget Subcommittee looks at it. So it's really a similar process to that, but on a shorter-term basis. That's it.
Thank you, Dave, for your remark. As you said, nothing can be done, no request can be done if the action is not in accordance with the strategic plan, the ICANN strategic plan. It is clear it will not be, it will not pass, it will not be agreed on. So this is something that it is trivial for me. But now, I don't know which group put this recommendation, but it was good if we had more what they have behind their mind when they write it. Because as you see, we are three or four persons speaking now, and everyone has a kind of activity that can be included in. So it was better than they give examples, or they give precisely it will be about what this program. Any other comment?
Well, this is Dave. This is Dave again, Tijani. I mean, I was the moderator of this Optimatic Group 5, which came up with this recommendation.
Okay.
So I'm aware of what the idea was behind it. And Olivier was also on that in that thematic group, so he was also speaking to that effect.
Okay. So there wasn't this recommendation wasn't done for specific or for some kind of activities that you are thinking about. It is for general. General activities or general, if you want, general need for the regions or for the ALSs, isn't it?
This is Dave. It was the fact that a RELO cannot, the RELO had to anticipate well over a year in advance in order to apply for that short time period, you know, in the first quarter of each year, to apply for funding for various events, for activities not related to travel. That's why we separated it. Because okay. We already have the system for crop, so that handles travel, so that's out of the equation. It's for those things like brochures and so forth and things for an event, that, you know, if they don't see it now, they can't do anything for the entire year. So that's what the idea was, is that, you know, so that we have a method of applying for a relo ELS, applying for funding, you know, with similar guidelines to how finance and budget, you know, handles it, you know, in congruence with the ICANN strategic plan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was the idea. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Olivier, I will give you the floor, but I would like to ask Dave why didn't you think that for the crop program you have to make a recommendation? Because, as you know, we have a lot of reserves, a lot of concern about this program. There is improvement. It has been an improvement for this year, but we need other improvements. So I would be happy to see a recommendation from the summit speaking about the crop program and the evolution of this program. Olivier?
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. It's a very good point you've just raised. And why did no recommendation get made about crop? I think there might be something to do with the chronology of events. I'm not quite sure when the crop program output was evaluated, but I think that at the time it just wasn't in anybody's mind, since the crop was still ongoing, and the first year of the crop was barely finishing. Now, with regards to this recommendation, Dave mentioned the promotional material, and I think that goes just further than just printed material. One could look as far as even having promotional material like pens and tins and this sort of stuff that would really be promoting the ICANN brand and promoting ICANN at large and promoting all these purposes, and maybe pins for the event and so on that would have ICANN in there. So rather than ICANN going and sponsoring an event in a very official way, as it does actually with some events, having just the ability to have small sums allocated to this sort of thing will definitely help at-large structures that are organizing such events on very, very tight budgets indeed. I think that was one of the ideas behind the recommendation.
Thank you very much, Olivier. It's clear. So as Finance and Budget Subcommittee, how do you think we can approach this? I think that already we have to more or less define or explain the activities concerned by this program. And then I think the only action item we can make here is to detail or to precise more or to mention more precisely the kind of activities, as I said, and to try to to make the recommendation more practical. That means make it to say that this program is about particular activity or particular actions aiming to promote ICANN, to promote at large, to promote the RALO, to promote the ALS, and also to bring people. It is more or less outreach in this case, but it can be one and the other together. So I think that this is the way we can approach this recommendation. What are your point of view? Okay, Olivier agree with that. Any other comments? Alan, I know you might have some ideas. So,
I agree with what you said. I don't have anything specific to add at this point.
Okay, thank you.
While I'm speaking to Zani, I put my hand up for a moment, but it's not really on this subject. But I note that as I'm sitting through all of the various committees talking about the Atlas recommendations, we are continually saying we really need to go back to the people made and understand what they said, or clarification or something. And I think something we need to file away for the next summit, and presumably there will be one in the relatively near future, to make sure that when we talk about making recommendations out of the summit, perhaps we need to emphasize ones that are well enough defined, perhaps at the expense of the number of them, to make sure that what comes out of the summit is something that we can work with and work with effectively. So it's just a thought to file away for whoever organizes the next one. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Alan. And I don't know where we can put this action item, if you want, for the next summit.
In our minds. Someone may remember.
Yes, you're right. But I think it is a very, very important remark. And really, we don't have to have so many recommendations, but to have very clear and implementable recommendations that can bring something from the board. It is useless to give them very nice text, very nice recommendations that nothing can come from. So you're absolutely right. Yes,
we're spending a lot of time trying to decipher things here, and that's not a productive use of time.
Exactly. Olivier, please.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Alan mentioned here having to go back to the working group itself. Perhaps can you just go back to the working group chair and or rapporteur and say we're the ones that were part of that discussion, and of course many of us were part of these working groups. And what I was going to suggest as an action item here was for the FDSC, because this really is a recommendation that the FDSC is probably going to have to work on and expand. We can't allocate it to anyone, but FDSC to work with the GG5 chair or rapporteur to define and explain budget requests not related to travel. And in there, provide a list of example promotional material and provide a list of example events. So thank you. That was specifically targeted at us. Example, what we felt. Is that how this is understood?
I think so. Olivier, you said you have to reach out to the reporters or to the chairs of the thematic groups. I can tell you that some recommendations wasn't born from them, and they drafted it, but I don't think that they can explain it better than the people or the person who generated it. So yes, in general it works, but for some recommendations it's better to come to go to the person who bring this idea or this recommendation. Any other comment on recommendation 40?
This is Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Okay, well, it's very much what comments to what Alan and Olivia said regarding the recommendations and how it was presented. I guess the problem is a challenging problem, I suspect, because I think one of the goals was for the summit declaration was to be concise and make sure it's like, you know, simple bullet points. If you make it too long, then it was felt that then it will not be read by the board effectively and so forth. So there was concerns about that. So I guess we're going to have to do something like a mix where there's a summary bullet point and then an appendix afterwards, which explains it, probably gives more detail and examples behind the thinking. And of course, the challenge is, of course, how can we produce that in the short time during an ICANN meeting, because there was a lot of time spent on Wednesday and Thursday morning trying to get that summit declaration ready for the final meeting of the ALSs on Thursday. So it's a challenge, but that's it.
Thank you, Dev. You said you asked how it can be done in short time. I can tell you that if we did the summit as it must be done, it wouldn't be a problem of time, because normally, for example, for Mexico, we did several conference calls before the summit. Each thematic group had conference calls, and we prepared everything. We prepared the reference documents. We also prepared the ideas. We discussed already. So when we came to Mexico, it was more compiling the ideas and more drafting than thinking about, than generating ideas. And this should be done in the future, I think. I proposed it for London, but unfortunately it wasn't done. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I think Dave gave the answer to his own question, and Tijani added something to it. Number one, the details don't need to be in declaration, but they need to be retrievable and there. Number two, yes, there should be significant work done ahead of time. It is exceedingly attractive to have people sitting in a room, especially people who, to one extent or another, often don't know a lot about ICANN, don't know a lot about at large, because we're using this to get people involved. They're not always the most experienced people. And it's very attractive for them to put ideas on the flip chart. And that's not sufficient in my mind. They've got to be fleshed out. Now, that may well mean we also need to complement what Tijani said. We may well need conference calls after the summit to flesh out these things. And it's only the ones that get fleshed out and have substance to them that we actually pursue. You know, yes, there may be something in a declaration which doesn't, you know, when we put enough effort into it, it doesn't fulfill its expectations, and so be it. But it shouldn't just be these committees that do the work. It should also be its involvement of the people who participate in the summit. That's one of the ways of roping them in and getting them to be more active, is making sure there are follow-on activities that we want them to participate in. So, I think there's a whole set of things that we need to do, and we need to think about them well in advance of the next summit, not in the month we're leading up to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. I do agree with you, but I do also think that pre-summit conference calls for each thematic group is very important, because we can prepare. We can come to the venue of the summit prepared for the recommendations already, because we already identified the reference documents, we already identified the main ideas, etc. And in the venue during the summit, we will deepen them. We will draft, compile. We will not think. We have to think before, I think, because if you come to the meeting and you try to think collectively together, I think it will not be the right way to do it. So a conference call after the summit also is very important. So I think both are very important, and the conference call after the summit will serve what we are doing now, if you want, because yes, I agree with you. The thematic group should also should work on this implementation program of the recommendations. Thank you. Any other remark? Any other question regarding this recommendation number 14? 40, excuse me. Yes, Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Tijani. I've got text for the action item that I could suggest, that I can paste it into the action item stream, so that makes it a little bit more targeted than what we have there. It's just what I said just now. There you go. If you think that's not appropriate and we should just stick to the paragraph it says for recommendation 40, then let's just go for recommendation 40.
So, Olivier, I beg your pardon. I didn't understand very well what you said. Are you happy with the action item on the screen now?
Yes, Kajani and Olivier, if you look at the action item box, I have pasted a suggested action item in the last paragraph on that box to replace the action item which starts for recommendation 40. The details are to be more researched. Or maybe they can be put together. But it's just for us to have a more clear idea of the action item rather than having something that's a little bit less targeted.
Okay, I agree with what you wrote there, and I think we can use this action item. We have to work with the thematic groups, chair and the rapporteurs to understand better the kind of actions, etc. So it is a good action item. Yes, it is merged now with the other one. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I've just done that. I'm interfering with that box. I shouldn't. I'll keep my hands off the keyboard. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Anyone has an idea about that? Comment about that? About this action item specifically?
Tijani, it's Alan. No comment, but I'm afraid I have to drop off now. I'm late for another commitment. So, good luck with the rest of your work if you continue meeting.
Thank you very much, Alan, and I am sorry that you have to leave. Okay. So, are you... Is that you, Olivier, who is writing, who is the editing the action item? Or recommendation?
Bad person. I should not touch it. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. So, any other comment on recommendation number 40? I don't see any hand. So, I will go swiftly to the recommendation number 41. Hello, recommendation 41, the ALAC should work with the ICANN board in seeking additional resources of funding for at-large activities. This is very broad, very, very wide recommendation. Nothing precise here. We have to ask for more funding, that's all. What do you think about that? How we can address that? Olivier, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So this is not about asking for just we want more funding. This is something to do primarily with sponsors. So to give you an idea, whenever we've events that AtLarge has run, there are some parts that we have asked for sponsors, and we've had to go directly to seek sponsors ourselves. In some occasions, we have received an answer from the sponsor telling us, well, we are already funding ICANN through sponsorship. We're sponsoring them for various activities. Why don't you ask ICANN for a segment of that money? So as a follow-up, I then went over to ICANN, and ICANN basically said, well, no, we're not doing this to fund different activities in ICANN. What we're doing, we're funding whatever we decided to have. The sponsors themselves have no ability. I can hear myself at the moment.
Good. Go ahead.
The sponsors themselves have no ability to tell ICANN, we would like 20% of our sponsorship to go to such and such a project and 30% to go to such and such an event. They don't have the ability to do that, and most of them are reticent in doing this. They just sponsor ICANN for a meeting, and it's down to ICANN to use their sponsorship money whichever way they want to do. And so I think here, rather, there are two aspects to this. One, being able to speak with ICANN and or with the ICANN board and finding out if we could have a percentage of that funding when a sponsor is sponsoring an ICANN meeting. That's the first. The second thing is for ICANN to help us in being able to find additional sources of sponsors. There are some sponsors that ICANN has worked with in the past for small sponsorships, such as a showcase event where we're just talking about a few thousand dollars, a handful of thousand dollars. ICANN has not been able to introduce us, so there's nothing in ICANN that would nothing in ICANN's DNA to introduce us to any sponsors or anything like that. At the moment, it's all done informally, and I think that this was to somehow try and formalize things a little bit.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much for this clarification, and I propose that we add outside ICANN to seeking additional resources outside ICANN. Because this will help a lot to understand the recommendation. As it is written now, seeking additional resources of funding, it can be from ICANN also. That's why I said it is only about asking for more money. So from outside ICANN, which will be, will clarify better the recommendation. And in this case, I think this is something that I don't think it is the job of the subcommittee. It is more the job of ICANN, of ALAC, or the ALT, because it is more contact with the board regarding something that is it is not allowed now. Because you know, when we ask for sponsorship from any sponsor, they generally tell us that they are sponsoring the ICANN event and they are not allowed to sponsor any other thing inside this meeting. So we are penalized from both sides. We don't have enough money from ICANN, and we cannot have money from sponsors. So this is a good recommendation from my point of view, and but we have to make it clearer. Yes, I think... Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is Dave. Yes. Thank you. Also, just to say, there's also another nuance to this recommendation. It was felt by several of the members of the thematic group is that the at-large, and I'm perhaps Olivia could jump back in on this if I misconstrue it, was that the at-large community itself is not independent because we are reliant on ICANN for funding to attend events and so forth. And I think it was also in that context of that, well, we should be, that the at-large community should be self-sufficient in some way to be able to give to participate in the ICANN activities and give input on the ICANN policy, but not necessarily be funded solely by ICANN, because that was the message. And I remember this well, because you know, the original thinking behind this was to say that we should be independent, we should be independently funded. And there was a lot of debate on this, because if one was to take that harsh stance, ICANN would simply say, well, okay, we will not fund any outlast activities, right, because you all want to be independently funded. Go off into the wild and get your funding. And, of course, other members in the group didn't want that. So this was the compromise, and saying that this is a way to explore that idea of seeking alternative sources of funding. So that was also the nuance there that behind this recommendation. Hope I made myself clear.
Thank you, Dev. Yes, you explained it very well, and I do agree with you. I do agree with the recommendation, and I find it very important and very interesting. But we have to make it clearer first, and then. As I said, this is more a political work, if you want, it is not the work of the committee, because the subcommittee doesn't have a political work. It has generally a technical it is not about discussing with the board to find to have the agreement. To find sponsors, etc. This is ICANN who can do that, but not ICANN at large, ALAC, but not the subcommittee. Olivier, please. Olivier, go ahead.
And this is Terry from staff. We may have lost him. We're going to go ahead and try to get him back again.
Oh, my God. Okay. Any other comment on the recommendation number 41? Do the group think that, first of all, we have to make the recommendation clearer and adding that we are speaking about additional resources from outside of ICANN? And second, the action item, I don't find a specific action item for this. Because, as I said, the subcommittee cannot be the one who, perhaps the subcommittee can rephrase the recommendation and make it implementable, mm-hmm. That's all.
This is Dave.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just thinking about it. I know that what reloads are doing, some reloads are doing, is that they are establishing MOUs, memorandums of understanding with the other relevant ISTAR organizations, like the regional TLD organization or the regional RIR. So I believe, you know, so that's one aspect where potentially they come in an agreement that those types of organizations that help support at-large activities and so forth. So maybe it is in that context, is in terms of strengthening those. That's just one aspect of it. That's something that came to mind when you were talking to Johnny. So it's along those lines, I think, that we could look at and encourage the reloads to really work more closely with the RIRs, the ISTAR organizations, the RIR, the CCTLD organizations, and so forth. So that's it.
Yes. Dev, can I ask you a question, please? Why you need to go to the board and work with them to seek additional resources from the RIR, since we are doing that with the RIR directly with our MOU?
Okay, this is Dave. Again, the thinking came back to, There was a strong feeling expressed by several members of that thematic group that the ALAC and at large cannot be fully impartial, because they are partly funded by ICANN, be it to attend, you know, they are paid by ICANN to attend, and I this is something I don't agree with personally, but I'm saying that they felt that, well, we are paid by ICANN to attend the event and so forth. So, you know, in a sense, we would not be impartial towards ICANN. So this was the thinking of whether that the at-large community should be independently funded, so that we would not solely rely on ICANN for funding. And that was this is again coming with where the recommendation was coming from. So it's not personally, I don't really fully agree with it in a sense personally, but this is what quite a few persons in the thematic group felt. So that's why this recommendation was included.
Thank you very much, Dev. And waiting for Olivier,
yes.
I will give the floor to Cheryl, who has his hand up.
Thank you. Very briefly, Cheryl, yes. For the record. Just following up from what Dave was just saying, some of what can happen as a basis of these MOUs will be in-kind support. So, for example, as a result of AP Rallo's MOU with APTLD, it's possible for several, two or three complementary conference seats to be given to AP Rallo members and that sort of thing. So there, we probably need to pick up on that as an important point. But even in-kind activities need to be accounted for, and I think budget and finance should be looking at that, because it needs to be recognised and respected and indeed rewarded, as the case may be, for what could be considerable sponsorship. In terms of the independence story, I don't think there's a number of ways to skin this particular cat. And I'm in absolute agreement with you. It is not something that bothers me, but I am constantly, over the last decade plus, working with people who think it's a life and death issue. There are ways around it, and again, we can develop principles and agreements which make it very clear that such a tithing or whatever does not inhibit or encumber at large as activities, etc., etc. And an example there can be taken from the telecom industry, where in a number of countries, including my own, consumer advocacy is directly funded by a percentage of activities that all the telco service providers, big, little, and in between, an amount of funds is collected off them, and it funds the consumer advocacy, which is often absolutely diametrically opposed. So there's a bunch of ways we can do that. I guess it's not really short-term stuff, but it's again going back to that helicopter view of things. But we probably should own that within a finance and budget, however. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very much. Do you have Olivier on the bridge now?
Yes, he is.
Yes, Johnny, it's Olivier. I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you very good. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Senator Johnny. Yes, Dave hit the nail on the head here as well, and so he beat me to it. That's exactly the feeling of the group. And as you know, this is not only just an at-large issue. This is an issue which is being raised now with regards to the accountability process, and it's also an issue which is raised within the NTIA transition of stewardship via the function, where some are saying ICANN should not be able to do policy and implementation at the same time, or operations and policy. They want full separation and so on. The working group spent a significant amount of time discussing this, and I think that the recommendation, the way that it is drafted, is open enough to allow both for this to be there, but not for this to be the primary component. And as Cheryl very well said, this looks as though this could be a long-term thing. I just don't see this happening in the short term, and I would certainly be very careful about telling the board, stop funding at large. ICANN should stop fund at large, and at large should have totally independent funding, because I'm sure they'd be all too happy to say, you don't want money at all? Fine. We won't give you any money at all. So we have to be careful on this one. And when wording this, if we need to expand this, we need to expand this maybe that's going to be a very diplomatic way of expanding it. But certainly the examples that Cheryl provided are examples that we could include in this. Thank you.
If I may, just on that, Olivier, Cheryl, for the record, that is a very tight rope we have to walk on this, because if one, and I don't mean us, I mean that them that we're always concerned about, were to go back to even the original documents and resolutions of the ICANN board in the formation of the ALAC and RALOs, it was in fact intended to be self-sustaining and not in any way funded differently to any other part or constituency of ICANN. That would be a very scary outcome. I can assure you we don't want to get anyone back to suggesting that resolution should be re-looked at. The other thing was, of course, we also have the resolution about Atlas One, where it also said, and thou shalt not have, lots of other additional funding, and, we virtually wrote into it that, we had to become more self-sustaining. So there are constantly push, and it's an understandable push, to have us not as the the dependent path that we are, but the reality of it is our core business is not what we do for ICANN in the main, and therefore it is perfectly reasonable for ICANN to give more facilitation and support, providing they are getting a return on investment for it, to have the great jewel in its crown, which is the grassroots and end-user engagement. But you've got to be really careful how we pitch it, because time and time again, it has been designed to have a very different outcome. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Yes, Olivier, I will give you the floor, but before that, let me tell you that I am uncomfortable with this conception of independence. Are we independent from ICANN? Do you want to be independent from ICANN? I don't think so. ICANN is us and is the others. So we are ICANN and ICANN is what we are also with the other constituencies. So it is not about independence. This recommendation is about seeking additional resources from outside ICANN and make the board help us, because the rules now say that if a sponsor is sponsoring the meeting of ICANN, he cannot or she cannot sponsor another activity for this meeting from any other from any constituency of ICANN. So try to work with the board to have the right arrangement so that we can be funded by the sponsors of ICANN also. And also perhaps ICANN can help us to find other sponsors to sponsor some of our activities. But we remain part of ICANN, and we are not seeking, we are not wanting to be independent from ICANN. I am not wanting to be independent from ICANN. When I say ICANN is not the ICANN staff, it's not the ICANN board. ICANN is the whole. We are part of ICANN. And I think that we need to be to have more resources, because we have other activities that ICANN cannot fund. That's why we are seeking for additional resources. Olivier, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Tijani. I think you've summarized it well, and we should definitely, my personal recommendation would be to stick to the recommendation that is there on the screen, expanding it as you've just mentioned it, and not wake up a sleeping dragon.
Okay, good. Okay, I see an agreement from Cheryl, very good. So if we are okay with that, we can... We can move to the last recommendation number 42, I think, or 43, moment, 42, yes. Recommendation 42 says ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies, either at the ICANN regional offices or in concert with regional events. So this is something that we were all the time asking for, but we couldn't achieve it because of a problem of funding again. So I think it is a very good recommendation, and I think that this recommendation should go also to the regional leadership to work on it also. This is it is not only the Finance and Budget Subcommittee. We need to involve the RALOs in this recommendation. What do you think about that, Olivier?
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm not sure I agree with you, Tijani, that we would need to go back to the RALOs for this. The working group was balanced geographically, had people from all of the RALOs, including people who were involved in the putting together of their RALO General Assembly. It has been asked by a lot of people to be able to meet annually, at least regionally annually. And the aim of this recommendation is as follows. At the moment, the RALO General Assemblies, or the RALO Assemblies, are funded through the additional request. And we have to go through a process of going from one region to another. So the first year you would have maybe three RALOs or two RALOs. The second year you'd have two, and the third year you'd have one RALO assembly. And one of the problems with those RALO assemblies is that at the moment they do take place at an ICANN meeting, which means that if a RALO is going to meet, is going to be allocated funding for, to meet in a certain year, it might actually have to meet in a region that is outside the RALO itself. It also has to share all of the facilities with the ICANN meeting and so on. And the RALOs have admitted the thought that they wish that they would like to be able to meet face-to-face more often. In order to keep costs low, the suggestion was made that these could take place, these RALO assemblies could take place at an ICANN regional office. These regional offices have conference rooms and therefore are able to accommodate, when you have a RALO meeting, 30 people I think is the maximum we have at the moment. They are able to accommodate this size of assembly, and therefore the costs would be certainly kept low. The travel costs would be kept lower than doing it at an ICANN meeting. And thus, the savings would be able to allow for each RALO to meet in their regional office. Plus the fact that it certainly brings more collaboration between the regional office and the RALO. And I think that's something that we should really support as well. We know that global stakeholder engagement has really pushed for that local collaboration. And I think we have a chance in this moving forward. Now, certainly, it would then, one would have to look at the fact that the RALOs would then miss an ICANN meeting. But at that point, you can always say that with the at-large summit, that brings the RALOs to an ICANN meeting. And if the at-large summit is to be repeated, then we need to agree on a cycle by which an at-large summit would have to be convened again. And on this occasion, we've heard several suggestions. Some have said a summit every year. I think all of us would probably do it. Please don't. every 2 years seems to be way too short. Every three is, I think, again, quite a tight schedule, bearing in mind it takes us 1 year to prepare the actual budget, 1 year to actually implement, to do the full preparations and so on, and then 1 year maybe to prepare the ALSs. So we'd be looking at maybe a 3 or 4 year cycle, but that's something for us to discuss later. Certainly for the general assemblies and the RALO assemblies, having them every year would definitely help with the RALO involvement and with the RALOs being able to get more involved in policy development. And again, we're not saying that the assemblies would take a full week, because remember, when they meet at an ICANN meeting, you are sending people for a full week. The RALO meetings could just be 2 days. And that those 2 days would therefore be would cost a lot less than having the RALO assemblies during an ICANN meeting as well. I think I've explained the point a little bit in a disjointed way, so I apologize for that. But I hope you get the point for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. Let me tell you that I think that the financial impact of what you explained now it will not be better than making the General Assembly during the ICANN meetings, because if we do it on the ICANN offices, regional offices, for example, for Africa, we have to go to Istanbul. So all the African ALSs have to go to Istanbul. While if we do it in Dakar, the ALSs of Senegal will not travel, and the neighbors' countries will come by car, so they will not need a lot of airfare, etc. So it will be cheaper in this for this point. Also, the meeting room in my country, you can get the meeting room for free if you book beds and meals in the hotel. So this is not an advantage, a big advantage. You can have the meeting rooms for free from the hotel if you are accommodated in this hotel. But I agree with you that we have to make it shorter. This the General Assembly has to be very short. And I don't know if we can propose that even during the ICANN meetings, the General Assembly, the people come to the General Assembly for 2 days only. But this will be perhaps difficult. Also, for the airfare, if you come for 2 days, it's more expensive than if you come for the whole week, because there is the Sunday rules for the air tickets. Thank you. Olivier, go ahead. You have your hand up.
Thanks, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. I think that we could only find out with regards to the flight with ICANN consistency to travel if it's cheaper to have a whole week in a place than to just have 2 days in a place. I would be a bit surprised that the hotel costs for the whole week do not seriously offset the changing costs for the flights for the 2 days. But perhaps this is a discussion we need to proceed with, and this one might not just be a recommendation, but it might be the start of a process to find out the differences in costs that would happen if a railway assembly could be held at a regional office, if a railway assembly was to be held at a regional event, and for how long.
Exactly. Very good. I am really, this is an action item, I think. We have our subcommittee can do that, I think. The subcommittee has to check with the constituency travel the cost effect of a general assembly in the regional offices and a general assembly in a country of the region. And also for a short time, airfare for a short time, for 2 days, is it more expensive or not than airfare for 1 week? So all this, we have to do those investigations before addressing this action item. What do you think about that? Yes, Olivier is okay. Any other comment? Okay, I don't see any other comment. Yes, Olivier, please. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So I've also put together an AI that goes maybe a little bit further, and it's in reference to Recommendation 42. ALAC FTSC to work with constituency travel, the costs
yes.
of regional assemblies, the costs of RALO regional assemblies, one, an ICANN meeting, two, a regional event, three, regional ICANN offices. And bearing in mind, for an ICANN meeting, I think it's totally impossible to get a RALO to just meet for 2 days and send them home, before the end of the ICANN meeting. I think that would annoy more people than make them happy. With regards to the regional event and regional ICANN offices, at that point, this is outside the framework of the 5 or 6 days that people spend there. Regional events are usually shorter. There might be 2 days in length, and regional ICANN offices, definitely we have full control over how many days they can be there.
Thank you, Olivier. But Olivier, you know, the crop program now give us only 2 days, or two nights to make the trip, even if the event is for 1 week or more than 1 week. And this is exactly what happened for me Internet Summit of Africa. I was paid only for 2 nights, but I stayed there for 1 week, and I paid the difference from my pocket. So people can be funded for only two days, but they can stay if they want. They have to pay for it. Any other comment? I agree with this action item, Olivier. Any other comment? You have to know that we are 40 minutes behind, 40 minutes. It was for one hour, I think, this call. So now we spent now 1 hour and 40. If there is no other comments about this recommendation, Olivier, I will give you the floor back so that you adjourn the meeting.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. I was dreading this because I'm always chairing meetings that run late, and this one is definitely longer than originally intended. But I think we've made good. And so I thank everyone for having taken part in this call. The next steps are to act on those recommendations. Let's follow by email. But I think that there are some of the action items that we can carry out right away, and we definitely need something ready for the board. I think, well, we'll work on the mailing list to see which ones we can actually give as fully cooked up recommendations for the board, and which ones we have to provide a status. Census of the recommendation or a progress report or a roadmap or something like this.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with this?
Yes. I do.
Okay, well, so thanks everyone for this, and this call is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Olivier. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care, all.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.